I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Ukrainian foreign minister has suggested a meeting with Russia to discuss peace. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tells the AP Russia could only be invited to such a summit if the country faces a war crimes tribunal first.
Because they regularly say that they are ready for negotiations, which is not true, because everything they do on the battlefield proves the opposite.
Kuleba says Ukraine would like the summit to be held at the United Nations in February, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres moderating.
He has proven himself to be an efficient mediator and an efficient negotiator, and most importantly, as a man of principles and integrity.
I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday the Supreme Court will not decide until June a pandemic-era order allowing U.S. officials to rapidly expel migrants caught at the U.S.-Mexico border. Earlier Tuesday, the Supreme Court left in place the order known as Title 42.
And in the meantime, we have to enforce it. But I think it's overdue.
Biden speaking to White House reporters briefly before leaving for a vacation on the Caribbean island St. Croix. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un unveiled new goals for the country's military for 2023 in an ongoing meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, state media reported on Wednesday, hinting at another year of intensive weapons tests and tension. On the second day of the sixth enlarged plenary meeting of the party's 8th Central Committee, Kim reviewed the, quote, newly created challenging situation on the Korean Peninsula and the broader political landscapes, the report said. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief has condemned the increasing restrictions on women's rights in Afghanistan, urging the country's Taliban rulers to reverse them immediately. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said a ban on women working for NGOs, as well as other organizations, will have dire consequences. He said no country can develop, indeed survive, socially and economically, with half its population excluded. The Afghanistan head for the Norwegian Refugees Council, Neil Turner, has said that the ban means they will have to shut down their operation in the country.
We simply can't work without our dedicated female staff.
Private school staff worker Amina says the ban has very real consequences, not just for her, but her whole family. My husband is sick. He can't work and I need to pay the bills. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Gambia on Tuesday set up a so-called investigative panel and gave it 30 days to report back on last week's coup attempt following the arrests of more soldiers. The government said last Wednesday it had thwarted a coup bid the previous day and detained some military personnel. A government spokesman says a captain and lieutenant were then detained over the weekend and were, quote, helping investigators unearth allegations of plans to overthrow the government. Five other soldiers have been held. At least two other people accused of playing a role in the coup bid are still at large, according to authorities. Buffalo began to clean up after a severe blizzard brought the city to a standstill with record snowfall on Tuesday. New York State's second largest city of Buffalo was ground zero for what the governor has called a, quote, epic one-in-a-lifetime weather disaster. Across the country, at least 60 lives have been lost in weather-related incidents in recent days, NBC News said. Argentina's President Alberto Fernandez said on Tuesday his government would abide by a recent Supreme Court ruling and give a larger proportion of state funds to the opposition-controlled city of Buenos Aires. The announcement signaled a reversal from a decision last week that drew a backlash when Fernandez said he was rejecting a ruling from the court that increased funding to the capital. Quote, I cannot pay sentences that are not budgeted. I don't have the resources. The only thing I have left is the remainder of the bonds, Fernandez said, clarifying that the funds would be paid in peso-denominated bonds. Buenos Aires government denounced before the court that the executive is not complying with the ruling and questioned Fernandez's decision to pay with bonds. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.